All right. Good morning again. Looks like we are back on the record to hear the second matter, which is oral argument on motions to dismiss on the Wirtz building permit appeal. Ms. Walston had put together a list of the materials which have been filed, and I have reviewed the briefing from all parties, which included the motion to dismiss from the applicant, which the county had joined in, the appellant's response to that, and then the reply, two replies, which came in yesterday, and there were a couple of declarations attached to that. So I think today this is just narrow. It's on jurisdiction, and it's just oral argument. On the motion to dismiss, since this is the applicant's motion, I assume you all would start first with argument, and the county could add to that, and then the appellant would proceed with argument. Any questions? Let's go ahead and have everyone introduce themselves first as well.
Sure. Laura Zippel, representing DCD.
Okay. And if you could get close to the microphone, I know sometimes it's just make sure we capture everything.
Okay. Laura Zippel, representing DCD.
I'm Ron Templeton. I represent Judy Wirtz, the applicant.
And I'm Mark Kuhlman with Team 4 Engineering.
I'm Theodore Smith. I represent appellant.
Okay. Thank you. So any procedural questions before we get started with argument?
Maybe one. I don't know whether we can take care of this later, but the in the reply from applicant, there was a lot of substantive material. And I just want to make sure that we're not addressing substantive material today.
That is correct. I am not addressing the substance or merits of the appeal. It's purely a jurisdictional question.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Do you wish to proceed, Mr. Templeton?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to just defer to the county.
Okay.
Yes, Laura Zippel for DCD. So today we're talking about jurisdiction of the hearing examiner. The hearing examiner's jurisdiction is limited in scope, limited by Kitsap County Code. And the applicable provisions are Kitsap County Code 2104290, which limits the hearing examiner's jurisdiction to type 1 and type 2 applications. The Kitsap County Code also specifically exempts building permits from these types, classifications in 2104100. Now, the appellant points out that in 1404285, it says for building permits, the appeal process follows 2104. However, that does not create a new avenue of appeal. Instead, it's simply amending a building code that applies statewide to better fit it with Kitsap County Code. Then when looking at 2104, it's clear that the issuance of the building permit is the final land use decision by the county, and then that's appealable under LUPA. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and it's my understanding under Title 14 that administrative review process to, I can't remember the name of the board, but it's for technical review questions, maybe a question like, I don't know, window glazing or something that's within the purview of someone who's looking at the code
right.
from a technical
right.
standpoint, as opposed to, say, a land use criteria
yeah,
type of question.
Yes, the Consolidated Board of Appeals is very technical. For example, the only one that I've been aware of recently is about fire sprinklers and what type of fire sprinklers
were required, say, under the building code.
Exactly. So it's very technical, nuanced on the specifics of applying that code.
Okay. And as it's always been the county's position that the building permits were not appealable through 21. That's what's been stated in the briefing.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Did the appellant, Mr. Smith, did you wish to proceed?
Yeah. So thank you, Your Honor. So 21-4 does not specifically exempt building permits from the hearing examiner, and doesn't actually say really anything about building permits. There is, in the title of authorities, there's a line in which it says exempt. That's because only the place in the code where it talks about, in 21-4, where it talks about building permits, is a section that says building permits are appealable under 1404. And then 1404 285 basically has just a bifurcated appeals process where it says building permits dealing with technical matter are appealable to the board, the technical board that 14 establishes, and building permits dealing with non-technical matter, with administrative matters, are appealable through 2104. And I don't really understand the reading that would basically read out that second part of 1404-285, because it seems very clear that it says building permits are appealable either through this technical process or according to 2104. So the text is appeals of administrative provision shall be in accordance with Kitsap County Code 2104. The basic canons of statutory construction will say that you shouldn't read out a provision if it is in the code. And I think under the county's interpretation of the provision, basically the second part just doesn't matter because they're saying, 2104, it doesn't make provision for building permits. Therefore, that second part of 1404-285, we're going to ignore that, basically. I'm going to say, it references back to a section that says you can't appeal building permits. I don't think that's a reasonable interpretation of the code. The building permits are exempted in the table in 2104-100, not because there is no appeals process, but because they're not normal Title I processes. They go through 14, which bifurcates them into this technical appeal, if they're technical, or sends them back to 2104 if they're administrative. It would have made no sense to include them as Type 1 in that table because they are supposed to go through this other process where it bifurcates out the technical appeals. So, I was curious, I have a question for county if they don't mind answering. In your reply, I was curious, you brought up SEPA building permits. And is it the county's position that SEPA building permits are appealable under 21 or not appealable under 21?
And I'll let them address the question if they wish to do so. Absolutely. In their follow-up argument rather than have it back and forth.
It would have been very – if the code listed building permits as Type 1, it would have been incredibly confusing because building permit appeals are governed by 14. And I think the language is very, very, very clear. That is the main issue. And I can talk about Bloomquist as well. I don't know. The DCD didn't really bring it up in oral, but Bloomquist, just for the record, was a 2006 decision in which a Washington State Appeals Court at one point stated that building permits were not appealed under Kitsap law, under Kitsap code. That code, the entire section of Title 21, was completely replaced in 2012. It was repealed and replaced. It was not amended. So none of the provisions of Title 21 that currently existed back when Bloomquist was argued.
Was it rewritten or recodified?
It is still Title 21. I was not able to obtain a copy of the old one.
To compare to new and old language, you mean?
Yeah, and if the county can produce a copy, then certainly we could argue about whether the court's reasoning still applied to the new code. But I believe there's a presumption that the law that was interpreted no longer exists, that the law is no longer, for that interpretation, is no longer good law. There's nothing to the record to suggest that interpretation should still be good law because we don't have any record of what that code used to look like or whether it's the same or similar. The Bloomquist did cite two provisions in the old 2006 law when in that section of the case. And they don't really even make sense given the numbering of new Title 21. One cites to the duties of the DCD, and one cites to, one cites to a section that in the new code just goes over the duties of the DCD, and one cites to a section that in the new code talks about the first instance review process for Type 1 actions, neither of which has anything to do with appeals or really makes sense given the new code why they would be citing those sections, which I think also suggests that this is a completely new Title 21. It really only has the number in common, and none of the provisions date back earlier than 2012. So I don't think Bloomquist really has any presidential value here. Even if it's accorded some, it cites in footnote 3, the judge actually says that the issue of whether there were administrative, whether this was a final decision was never actually even raised by the petitioners in that case. So at its best, it was an issue that was never argued before the court, and kind of an offhand comment by the judge that it would be dicta. But I don't think it really has any presidential value at all.
I guess what I'm struggling with is even if you go through Title 21, and it doesn't address, you admit they're not typed. It's building permits, not a Type 1 through 4 decision. It's not one of the type decisions. But there's no provision in there that talks about or provides explicitly an appeal for a building permit. And that's kind of what I'm struggling with, is the absence of language in Title 21. Jurisdictions they certainly can provide an administrative appeal. It's just a question of whether that was provided for here.
Yeah. So it talks in, I think it is 2104.020 Part B, about a SEPA building permit.
And by SEPA, you're referring to the State Environmental Policy Act?
Yes, State Environmental Policy Act building permit, which it says is appealable in accordance with 2404. And I was under the impression that the county did allow those appeals under 21.
SEPA appeals, yes. And there's some specific language in Title 21.
Yeah, in the appeal section, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But building permits are exempted. So under the county's interpretation, there's a bunch of different SEPA actions, right? Like SDAP, SEPA is in the table. It's in the beginning of the table in Section 100. So there are some SEPA actions that are actually in the table. SEPA building permits are not in the table except for just building permit, which is exempt. So I think it's inconsistent if the code allows, or if the county's interpretation allows a SEPA building permit to be appealable with language that says, based on language that says it's appealable based on the processes in 2104. Because this is the exact same language in 1404.285 that says the administrative building permits are appealable based on the provisions in 2104. So I get that there's no specific language dealing with building permits, but I think the structure of the code is very clear, and I don't know how to interpret both the SEPA provision in 2104.020b and the just general building appeals language in 1404.285. I don't know how to interpret that language except to say that there was a appeals process intended. Otherwise a statement of appeals may be done as in 2104 basically has no meaning. They could have easily said this is not appealable or a myriad of other things, and they chose to point back to 2104 and say this is the appeals process. And 2104 lays down a very clear appeals process. So I guess I'm not sure what the county's interpretation of the code even really looks like, because it seems like they've read those sections out of the code and interpreted the exempt in 100 as just trumping everything, when I think it's very clear that the exempt in the table in 100 just says that they are not ordinary Type 1 appeals, that they are, have to go through a different process before they get back to 2104.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes.
I'd like to address two issues that's been raised. One is the applicability of the Ash-Bloomquist. It's very clear in there that this, that the code at the time is almost identical to the current code. There, the final reviewing authority was the director. In today's code, it's a building official. And in that same code, it had the same classification type exemption for building permits. So that that case is on all fours with this one, and it controls this. With respect to the claim that 1404 allows for a building permit appeal to the hearing examiner, it doesn't say that. Now, what he's really arguing is that it's inconsistent with 2104. But as the county points out, the provisions of 2104 were adopted after the adoption of 1404. So it controls over any inconsistent or ambiguous provisions. And I think Laura has another issue.
So I just wanted to clarify the comments on the SEPA appeal. Mm-hmm. So SEPA is a little bit unique, and there are specific provisions in 2104-290 regarding SEPA appeals. So that was just an example of how the code provides a specific appeal path in that case versus building permits, where it specifically exempts it from Type 1 and Type 2 and limits the hearing examiner's jurisdiction to those type permits. So it was an example of how there are unique cases that are called out in code that are different than this situation, and why that language might be in 1404.
And then I want to discuss another jurisdictional issue, and that's the effort that the appellants are making to take another bite at the apple, that they didn't exercise those rights in connection with prior permits. They're trying to backdoor and get around the fact that they're time barred from raising the issues that were approved in prior permits.
And you're talking about the earlier permit that the examiner issued, and I think that you had attached
that one
to,
and yeah. The SDAP that mm-hmm. was approved in April of this year, and the actual permit was issued in May of this year.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I believe you attached that both, or that decision. It's to your brief. I remember that one. So yeah, it was for the ADU and Shoreland variant. Is there anything else from the parties on this?
I'd like to address a couple of things. One is the I respect opposing counsel's eagerness to talk about the actual lines and everything, but I'm absolutely unprepared to talk about any substantive stuff like that today. It doesn't really seem like a jurisdictional issue. It seems like an argument on the merits. I assume we're not going to be discussing that.
That is correct. I'm not addressing anything on the merits with regard to the appeal. Just jurisdiction.
Okay, thank you. And the SEPA language that Council for DCD brought up doesn't talk about really building appeals. If you read it, it's a limitation on the normal. This is 2104090. There's a number of different provisions dealing with SEPA specifically, and they're really limitations on SEPA actions versus regular Title I or Title II actions. That language doesn't say, oh, SEPA building permits are appealable. All the language we have on building permits is from that same table that says exempt. If the county is claiming that SEPA building permits are appealable, they're claiming that based on basically the nearly the same language in 2104020B that is in 1404285. So I'm not really sure how they could claim that one type of building permit is appealable when, and another type isn't, when all we really have about building permits is that they are, the exempt is written in this table. I think it's a much more reasonable interpretation of the law, of the code, to say that this language clearly intends both kinds of building permits to be appealed. And it's, there's no language in there that would suggest why one would be appealable and what not be. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I have what I need at this point, but if there was, if you had a quick follow-up.
Yeah, just one question. Mm-hmm. The fact that the substantive issues that have been raised were addressed in prior approvals, that is jurisdictional. I don't believe the hearing examiner has jurisdiction over something, over issues that are time barred by the code and by
that aspect of the argument. That is true, would be a jurisdictional one and not. And I did not read your arguments as going to the merits of the case. So.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. I will get a decision out on this certainly within 10 business days, but I think probably earlier than that, probably next week sometime, towards the end of the next week probably. Any last questions on this?
Okay. No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all for your briefing. It was very thorough. And we'll have a decision on it.